right, so we are back for our podcast. We've actually been pretty good about keeping on track.
Are we on? I was just trying to think of what episode we were on. We're on season 3, episode 4.
Well, it should be 5, because remember we're going to do 2 a month. Did we do 2 for February?
No.
Oh, so then we're on episode 4. Then we're on 4.
Yeah, no, we got a little behind.
We got a little bit behind, so. February was kind of a weird month, though, and it threw us off a lot.
Yeah, we just blame it on the fact that it's a short month. You know, it was only like 2 days short.
Yeah, true. And it was a leap year.
We are on the road, so again, pardon the background noise. I feel like that's the only time we ever sit down and actually take the time to make TikToks these days. Or TikToks.
Podcasts. I know. They're our car ASMR podcast. So, we wanted to talk about the difference of this lifestyle versus working in a business in it versus actually enjoying it.
Yes.
Thank you for checking out the Impulsive Duo podcast. Remember, our content is for 18 and over. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button.
Because our that's what we do for a living now is, I mean, a lot of the lifestyle has become a job for us. I mean, we feel like a lot of our life is wrapped up in it. I mean, it doesn't feel like our day-to-day life is wrapped up, but like on a business level, like it's kind of like always topic of conversation and who we're dealing with and the content we post and, you know, things like that. The event, you know.
We're always talking a lot about the lifestyle and meeting up with people, even if it's just for them to pick our brains or for us to get inspiration. And
yeah.
Going to events and just, yeah, it's a lot. A lot of it is lifestyle driven.
Yeah. And so then we also have to kind of find how do you find that balance between work and play and separating the two?
Yeah.
Between social media and then our real life, because it's funny, it's like on social media it looks like, oh, we go to these events, we do these things, we work with these people, but that's only 5% of our actual life. Like, we have a real life here with that's, you know, very monogamous and kids events and yes. Working, and then we have a lot of friends here, you know, that uh-huh. people like locally in our town that we hang out with, and that's what I consider our actual life.
Yes.
Not what is portrayed always on social media. Or in like, yeah, the business sense.
Yes. I think a lot of what you see on social media is just that. It's social media. And I think you forget that too, that it's not reality. Mm-hmm. But it takes away a lot of the fun of this lifestyle.
Yeah, it really does. Especially like last year. I mean, we went through some stuff last year, you know, drama with some people, communities in the lifestyle and business stuff. And we just kind of got really turned off by a lot of it. And I think we just kind of stepped away. It just wasn't fun anymore because we were focused so much on growing our company, growing our business, Unicorn Landing, and our, you know, our podcast and everything we do, and wanting to be a part of the, I guess, social media world, because that's where
it's our advertising driving force. Important to do. We have to do it because it advertises the app.
Yeah. But we weren't actually creating a lifestyle life or community. I mean, there was events here and things like that, but we weren't really playing or having fun or getting to know people.
We didn't want to play almost. No. It was like we were turned off by people. We focused a lot on ourselves and isolated ourselves, I think, a decent amount. And we had just a bad taste in our mouth from every... When you go through some bad shit, it just... It taints it all, and you're like, I don't even, why are we even doing this? Like, I'm happy with you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, it's nothing like anything was missing. So I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, I don't even want to deal with half these people. You know, our local lifestyle event center has events, and we would go sometimes, but there wasn't a ton of people that were, you know, really interested in playing with. We'd had a couple interesting experiences here. I'll never say anything was like that bad.
No.
We didn't have anything like crazy happen, but just to the point where we were like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
And then it was always about, like, you know, people wanting to make content. And we just kind of got turned off by that, too, because we don't consider swinging and making OnlyFans content the same thing. And it just wasn't fun. It was just work. Always work.
Yeah, and that was what it all was last year, is it was constantly... If it did come to... We didn't swing, really. We were like, okay, who can we make content mm-hmm. with? We need to make a new video. We need the money, because this is, you know... It was just all work, and it was not fun, and it sucked.
Yeah, and then on top of how difficult it is to find people to play with, and mm-hmm. so it was like, we kind of walked away from, like, doing too much. And we had a few experiences, you know, I mean, with friends when we traveled, and... You know, we had a couple experiences last year that were fine, that were great.
Yeah.
And so it was just, But those were
few and far in between. And yeah. they were in the very beginning of the year, too.
Well, we did in September, but we traveled to an event that we did, and we did stay with some friends. We knew that, you know, could be a possibility.
Yeah.
And we all really hit it off. We spent the weekend with them. But again, it was traveling. It wasn't like our home community. So this year, we decided in 2024 that we were going to focus a lot more on, yes, our business is growing. We hustled. We're doing really well. And we were like, I like women. I was like, I want to get back to the point where this was fun. We're just supposed to be like finding, you know, spicy friends to play with and cute girls to make out with. Like, I was like, what happened to this? I sit on social media all day and promote this, like, you know, unicorn landing and promote women approaching, you know, women and talk about all this and embracing your sexuality. And then I was just like over it myself. So we decided in 2024 that we were going to have more fun with it.
We're going to have more fun with it. We're actually going to make it enjoyable.
Yeah, we're like, let's have the lifestyle be fun again. And I was going to work on being a little more assertive and not friend-zoning everybody like I tend to do.
You're a very good friend-zoner. We have lots of bisexual females that are friends of ours, and that is all they are.
Yeah, I've gotten a little better.
They have gotten a lot better.
I'm working on it.
You have.
So we just kind of joked. What did we joke?
Well, we kind of joked of like, you know, let's make it fun. Because I find games fun. And I am, and maybe it's because I don't have any kids myself or whatever, but like, if you can make life a game, I think it's just more fun. And so it was like, hey, let's do 12 and 12. Let's see, let's put this together. Let's see if we can play with 12 different couples or unicorns or just 12 different experiences
in 12 months. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that my biggest thing with that was like, it's not like we just play with somebody and then we're like, okay, you were April, bye, don't talk to you again.
Right.
Like, they're definitely like, we would like new experiences to meet new people, but also we can repeat play and we still talk to everybody that we.
Oh yeah. We still talk. And, and every month, and it's funny because even like January and even this month, like we played twice.
We played twice in January and it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Our last podcast, actually, the one before this, was this about sexual compatibility.
That's right.
That was that play weekend.
Yeah.
And we did play twice in January, and it was a little bit unexpected. One of them was, and it was super fun. Great connection. And then February came, and let's see, kids were sick. Kids got the flu. We got the stomach flu. We had our event in Whispers, which we thought maybe something would happen down in Vegas, but it was just...
We're not the best usually when it travels. Yeah. I think we're more in the spicy mood. Like, I am, just like with you, when we travel, it's more of like, hey, let's do something. But it's so hard to...
Yeah, I get the spicy, but when we're hosting an event, like, we have to be just, like, on the whole night. Like, I don't like to focus my attention on just one, you know, singular person or a couple or anything, because I'm trying to talk to everybody, and it was, you know, it was Super Bowl weekend, and there was just, it was a lot of people there, and it was a lot of fun, but just, it wasn't really the play, it never really led that way, and we were staying with some friends at their house, like, not lifestyle-wise, and so it was...
It was mellow.
Yeah, it was just a mellow, fun weekend, and it just didn't happen, which was fine. And we weren't even really expecting it to going into it. So then the weekend after we got sick, and then we were like, oh shit, it's the end of February.
Oh no, we have to find someone. But then that's also when we decided, like, the whole point of it being fun is like, not, like, there's people that we could have played with, but do we really want to play with them, if that makes sense. Like, you have the right to be picky.
Like, we got...
You have the right to be excited.
I'm not going
to
lower my standards. We're like, we're not going to also just do it and get a number or anything like that. Like, we don't need a body count. I was like, I want to be excited about it, because even that last night, we're like, we did have a couple, we're like, if we really wanted to do this, we could.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just really not in the mood. I'm not really feeling it with this couple. I'm not really, like...
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it just to do it. And we were supposed to hang out with a unicorn who we do like, but she ended up having to work late. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to force something that's not going to happen. So it didn't happen in February, but then the following weekend,
what happened, babe?
Well, I had like three all of a sudden lined up. Like, just back. Well, it's because I started being more aggressive and putting it out there.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that people were going to be really like turned off by this, but people were like, hell yeah, when we play, that sounds fun. And like, I was making more of an effort, like setting up dinner dates, play dates, things like that. I was like, oh, so when you actually do make the effort and be a little bit assertive, you can make it happen.
Well, it's one of those things too, is you think like, oh my God, if I throw out there like, hey, I want to hook up with some people, who wants to play, that people are going to slam you and be like, oh, you're a whore. Like, you know, just think,
well,
but we're all in this lifestyle to like to have fun. So when you actually do
it wasn't just like random people you're finding. It's lifestyle people who I've talked to for a while, girls that I've known for months and months, or I mean, one of the girls I talked to for the first time back in April.
Yeah.
Leg licking girl, which if anybody saw that story on my social media, and you may have heard us talk about it in our podcast, but
that was a lot of fun.
So we finally like set, you know, play, like her and I had said that up weeks before. Like that was, we're like, hey, can we finally get together? No kids, no, you know, no work, like custody. Like it took us a while to figure it out, but we finally were like, hey, this date, put it on the calendar. We like weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's actually, and it's funny because like one of my things was, I hate having this planned out and all this.
But you kind of have to sometimes that sense. Like, when you've got kids and you're really working with like two different schedules and work schedules and life, and I only, you know, like I share custody with my son, so I don't plan things, you know, when I have him, and so it's like, sorry, I'm free this day at 7 o'clock, and that's it for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much how our life works. So you kind of have to plan it, especially if you've met up several times and you want to play. I mean, yeah, you can also get to the dinner. And if you're just not feeling it, one of you's tired, one of you's not feeling great, that's totally fine too.
Yeah.
So like it has to happen. But you talk about that the opportunity may be there if it, you know, we're all feeling the vibe.
And a lot of it I think also goes into, I think I more of my thing was like I didn't like it when it was like forced to play or whatever. But we've changed it up so much that we only play with people that match our energy.
Yeah.
And
so
now they're fun. Now it's like, I don't mind. And now you're like looking forward to it.
Yeah, you hung out with this girl several times. And so, I mean, so did I. And so it was like, I mean, we'd all hung out together.
Right.
And so it was like, we setting it up, but we all knew that vibe has been there before. Like, we all wanted to. It was just finding the opportunity to getting a hotel, all of that.
Yeah.
So we went to a nice dinner. And then I was like, well, we have a hotel if we all want to go.
Have some fun.
Have some desserts. So we did.
And that's where you learn that it's okay to make out with girls in front of me again for the umpteenth time. It is very cute. But I wonder how many women actually struggle with that. Because I'm sure women
out there, do women out there struggle with this? So, like, I have had a crush on this girl since, like, last April. If you listen to stories about leg-licking girl, I found this girl at a club in Portland. So not even in our hometown. Found out she lived here, but I didn't get her name. And then the next, like, we at the club, the night leaves, nothing happened, I can't find this girl, I ended up finding her, like, months later, we've been hanging out a few times, blah, 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 blah. So all the stories on my social media, my TikTok, if you want to hear the story. But she, so I've had this crush on this girl for a long time. Eric has met her several times, obviously thinks she's very cute, too, was totally down, likes her personality, she's very cool. And so, he, of course, was, you know, not to be... you know, but he's just along for the ride. He was very down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was forcing him to do anything, but we get there, we get to the hotel, and like, luckily she's kind of assertive girl, which I need sometimes.
She's very assertive.
Yeah, she's very assertive, because I get a little bit like, I'm just sitting there, I'm sitting there with this girl, you know, on the couch, and she's being, you know, kind of being like, cuddly up next to me and stuff, and I don't know. I think because you and I have a little bit in the past talked about how, like, you want to make sure, you know, like, Eric doesn't mind the lifestyle, but it's like, if I'm, you know, we're giving other people our attention, or there's like that cuddling. I don't know. I get worried that you're going to feel like.
Not part of it.
Yeah, not part of it. Or like, you're going to feel like insecure about it. I mean, that just still, I think, pops up in the back of my head. But I also know that you know that I've had a crush on this girl, so I don't know. It's like,
and we're all gonna fuck. It's inevitable. Like, we're all there. We all are like, yep, this is going to happen. So it's, I don't know. It's that mental block for you that it's like, here, there. Like, are you going to be mad at me?
Yeah, I get a little bit like, so I'm like, you know, and then her and I start like making out and just playing, and Eric's just like kind of like watching.
I was just enjoying the show, and it was fun to watch you guys just making out and stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes I just am like, oh, does he not feel like he's being included? So I was like, you can come sit over here on the couch with us.
No.
You were like, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm gonna hang out over here. I'm gonna do my thing, and I'll do you both, but I'll do it at my pace.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And so I was like, hey, let's get past this. Like, he's excited for this too. He's excited for you.
I was excited for you. I was like, dude, you've been excited about this for a while.
Yeah. So obviously, I kind of got past that, like, got more into it, and then. Obviously, one thing led to another, and we all ended up, like, playing
Yeah.
Twister.
We all had a lot of fun.
Twister on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Eric learned a few new moves.
Dude, I was impressed with my moves. I wanted to high-five myself.
What was your move?
Where I was in you from behind, like on the side, and then
I'm on the side and I'm like facing her a little bit.
You're facing her, and then she has her legs wrapped around my shoulders, and I'm eating her out while in you, and then you two are like looking at each other and like touching each other's boobs and stuff, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing in the world. I'm like, it's like literally as I was doing all that, I'm like, why have I never, ever done this before in my life like this? Like, this is the coolest move ever. Like, I want to, like, teach people this move.
Yeah. Well, and then there was one point where you were, like, kind of in her, but, like, she was kind of, like, on me, too.
Yes.
And I could, like, it was just, like, a pile of people. It was so hot. It ended up being really fun.
Yes.
It was really fun.
And it reminds you then of how much fun this is, and it's not work, and it's not business, and it's just enjoyment.
Yeah, there was no cameras in the room, no social media talk, no content. Like, this was strictly just three people attracted to each other, horny as hell, having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was. And I was like, this is what I miss. This is what we, like about the lifestyle, is, like, having this fun. And Yeah,
because I think, like, everyone always, I think it's one of those that it's in our brain that we're like, oh, man, to, like, shoot porn or OnlyFans content, that'd be really hot. And it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not enjoyable. It's not fun.
You got lights on. You got to hold certain positions for a long enough time. You got to, like, be quiet. You got to, you know, like, it's just.
There's nothing hot about it.
No. I mean, I suppose you could make it hot if you just, like, set up a camera in, like, the corner of the room and just, like, ignored it and just, like, went at it and didn't care about anything. And, like, somebody could watch an actual experience. I think that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But still, like, I don't know. I know you need lights on. And, like, not that I need it pitch black. I want to see what I'm doing. But, you know, I like the lights down a little low.
It's fun to have a little bit of mood lighting.
Yeah, I don't need, like, ring lights in my face. And you're like, yep, there's all my cellulite.
Uh-huh.
And then you're subconscious thinking about that. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
And then we were supposed to have another play date the next night.
I know. And then we never heard back from her.
I know. So this girl had, like, reached out to me several times from California, and that lives in California, and through Snap, I don't even know how she found it, but she follows me on Snap, and she was, like, all gung-ho. She was like, I'm coming to Boise for a work meeting. Like, I'd love to hang out with you. I was like, okay.
We were actually going to travel home because there was a point where we were, like, going to see if we could get it, like, fit in. Remember, we were going to travel home.
Yeah, but then she ended up was going to come the next week.
Yeah.
And, and she was, like, sending me videos and was, like, gung-ho and this and that. And remember sending us, like, videos? And she's like, I love to suck it. I'm like, great.
Yeah, you're showing me these videos. And then I'm like, oh, okay, like, this will be fun.
While we're doing that.
And so we were supposed to meet up with her, but then we never ended up meeting up with her.
No, and I still haven't heard from her. I messaged her and I was like, hey, did you ever make it to Boise? Nothing. Ghosted.
And that's the thing I think that a lot of times that people don't realize is, like, we do get a little excited, like, if we're going to meet up with somebody. Like, I think it's kind of inevitable, especially if you're looking forward to it. Like, it's okay to be excited to meet up with someone, but also that it is very real that you get ghosted by them, or that it cancels, or you know.
I don't even know if she ended up coming to Boise. She responded. I'm still not delivered. Like, she never even opened my Snap. So I don't know if she ended up not coming, if she got cold feet, she changed her mind.
Yeah.
Like, I have no clue.
And that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, again, she didn't live here, and, like, she's cool. I've talked to her a couple times, but I had talked to her before several times. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we were going down to California for that Disney. I mean, we were with the kids and stuff, but I was talking to her. And because she was like, oh, my daughter and I were talking about going to Disney. I was like, oh, if you're there, like, say hi. Like,
because that's the thing is, like, it's not, that's the thing I think with us that people sometimes don't quite get. And that's the thing I love about us and I love about the lifestyle. We're not about just fucking people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see a lot of people that it's like, this is their identity, is this life. And, like, and that was one of the things that always kind of turned me off because I didn't want it to be our identity. It's what we do for a living, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it is our identity, but people don't realize we have such a normal life outside of it.
Yes, and we like to keep it that way. And
like,
so,
right now, we're on a drive to go on vacation. Not lifestyle event-wise. Just me and my husband going to the Caribbean.
Yep.
We're headed to the Virgin Islands. What was that?
Whoop!
Are you a female 18 and over interested in the lifestyle? Make sure to check out Unicorn Landing at unicornlanding.com or download the app on Google Play or iOS.
Who's always ready? Sorry. If you guys have ever seen like any softball or band stuff, we go to band competitions and there's all these claps and stuff
these,
they
like,
do.
Chants they
and
do.
Chants and stuff.
And I'm always like, it's like softball chants. And Eric and I make fun of them. Yeah. Sorry, no offense to all the band nerds out there.
I know. So we didn't meet up with her. And then the next night
But we went to dinner with friends, which actually was fine because we had this couple that we've been talking to a little bit and they're very new. They weren't really on board for like the whole couple thing yet. More soft swap. But they just really kind of wanted to pick our brains. We'd matched on an app. They're super cute. And we, we didn't want to get to dinner. And they're like, oh, do you guys want to do dinner? And so actually, in my mind, like, yes, hooking up with this hot, that's the thing people don't realize. Hooking up with this hot girl that was coming to town sounded really fun.
Yeah.
But also, I was actually more interested in going out to dinner with these people who could potentially be friends and live here. And you know what I mean? To me, that was more appealing than just having to go play and hook up.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of excited to get to know these people just on a friendship level.
Right.
So, we went to dinner with them. We went to sushi. We had a lot of fun. We, like, closed the restaurant down. We were, like, chatting. It's one of those things where the conversation just, like, kept going. And it was, like, 10:30, and we'd been there for, like, 3.5 hours. We're like, oh.
Yeah, no. And then you're, like, looking around, like, hey, what time does this place close?
So, that was really fun. So, I'm glad we did that. And so, it wasn't even really a letdown that nothing happened that night.
No.
So, that was fun. And then...
And then the next night we went out with, and we were supposed to go out with.
So we were supposed to go out with a girl. So we've probably talked about it before. We had an experience with a couple like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I'd say. A year and a half ago during the summer, we had this experience with a couple. And it ended up being one of those, we went out to dinner, didn't expect it to happen. Ended up being one of the hottest nights. We've played with this couple twice before. Super, like, the attraction was there for everybody. Like, it was her first time with a girl. Like, it was just a really, really fun night. And we played with them a couple times. And then we just kind of, they live a little, like, not close to us. And life kind of moved on. She ended up, like, he had to have two surgeries. She ended up, like...
Breaking her leg
and having to have knee surgery.
Yeah.
And then they ended up actually breaking up for a little while. Or, like, going just kind of separate directions. They're together, but it was kind of like a... They weren't, like, serious. Yeah. It was more just, like... dating and exploring this together.
Yeah.
Like, she was, you know, had been married for a long time, so would he. Anyway, and you know, kind of when you get older like that, like, they weren't, anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
So we hadn't really played with them, and we kept in contact, and so her and I had talked, and she kind of told me that they were not really seeing each other. This was, like, months ago, and I was like, okay. And she's like, yeah, I'd love to have dinner with you and Eric. Like, I miss you guys. And I was like, absolutely. She's like, I want to make out. And I was like, absolutely. Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
It was hot. So then we were, like, planning on going out to eat, and then all of a sudden on the way to dinner she texts and she's like, okay, yeah, we are gonna be a little bit late. She ended up, like, had to put her dog down that day and had a day and her, you know, and was with her kids, and she said we, and I was like, we? And I was like, oh, I think I almost said his name. I was like, I think he
is. Is he coming too?
I was like, yeah.
Is it somebody new?
I said, oh, I didn't know you guys had gotten back together. And she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Like, I hope that's... I was like, oh, yeah, totally fine. I mean,
yeah.
Kind of caught me off guard, and I'm glad I knew before they walked in.
Yeah, it would have been harder to roll through that. It would have been like, did you guys, like, run into each other on the street?
Yeah.
Just happen to come in here together? Like,
I know. So I'm glad that I caught all that before they showed up. And even then, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was just... Because we do like him, and we had all played before, and so it was one of those things where it was like...
We all get along.
Yeah, we all get along, and there was no... So it was fine. I'm just glad that we...
Yeah.
Because that would have been weird if they walked in, and we'd been like, oh, hi, I didn't know you were coming. So anyways, we had another nice dinner. It was...
Yeah.
God, we were, like, back-to-back. And then
we all ended up playing again.
And then we were like, well, what are you guys doing after dinner? So we don't like to have people over to our house. I mean, that's kind of always, like, been our safe space. And, you know, just we don't know people very well, and kids are home. But we just happen to, like, not have kids at home. And
they're really good about when we're done playing. You hang out for, like, that 10, 15 minutes, and you're high-fiving,
like, hey,
each other.
They
and then they're like, okay, I'm tired, but
we're
later.
We were all so tired.
And it's none of that awkwardness of, like, okay, like... get out of the room type
deal. And so we were like, we could go to a hotel. Then we're like, our room's fine. And like, we just know them well enough. We hung out several times. We've played. And
we're like, fuck it.
And like, they're the type of people that I don't feel weird with them at my house at all. And so we're like, you just come to our house, because we were closer to where we could have gone to their house too, because he doesn't have kids or anything. But he lived much further.
Right.
So we just ended up coming to our house, and we had a great time.
I had a fun time. What do you know?
And I feel like that's the other thing. I mean, not that that's really related to this thing, but like boundaries, like Eric and I just feel like, just even in the past couple months, I've just let go of so much of the stress of the lifestyle, and it's just been fun again. That like, I'm so secure in my relationship. I'm so much more relaxed when it comes to like, because we talk about how boundaries can change over time, and boundaries with certain people and things you want to try. And it's, I guess we're kind of getting to that point finally where I see how people have been in the lifestyle for so long. And I see a lot of people in Facebook groups, different things, like, you know, they've been in the lifestyle for 10 years or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, we have our few boundaries. We play together, you know, respect, blah, blah, blah. But we're pretty open to whatever. When you get to that point, when you've experienced and you have that comfort level, like, I kind of feel that way with you now, where I'm like, I mean, we have our very, you know, our boundaries.
I think I'm a lot more comfortable though, even too, because one, we don't have any stress anymore, really, work-wise. Like, things are good, and there's always be work stress, but you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm a lot more secure in our relationship. I think we've grown a lot, even just the amount of times that we've had to overcome shit together.
Yeah, and not just personally, and, but like we're...
Yeah, it yeah. just has always stood next to each other. After a while, you I think you kind of look at your partner and you're like, yeah, you're not going anywhere and I'm not going anywhere. So like, let's not, like, what the fuck is the point? Like, you're not going to find another person like me. I ain't going to find somebody else like you. We obviously love each other and respect each other. Like, just have fun.
Yeah, the kissing thing is kind of... I mean, you didn't even really kiss anybody those nights. But, like, we've talked about it. We're like, if it kind of happens, and, like, if that's, like, a thing for a girl that she kind of, you know, gets turned on, that if you kiss her while you're, like, playing, like, it doesn't bother me, and vice versa. Yeah. And then even the, like, one of our things has always been, you finish with me. That's always been one of our kind of just boundaries. But I even told Eric that I was like, the thought of him kind of doing that
with somebody else turned you on.
And he's like, okay.
Dude, and I will say, with like licking girl, for whatever reason, and I don't know the last time I ever came with a condom on.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
But it was just, when I looked at you, I was like, do you want me to come in her? Because the latex was obviously at a certain point drying out.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, shit, like, I refuse to do it with you then, in the sense that I know it will hurt. And, like, that's not, you know, good.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't use condoms when I get
sick. Yeah, and even when I was back in you without one, you were like, oh, it's already sore down there. And so I'm like, how can I make this be fun for... I was like, and when you were like, yeah, dude, I was just like, oh, my God, that is so hot. And I remember just, like, looking at you, and I'm like, God damn, I love you.
Yeah, it was really hot. Uh-huh. So, yes, we did some new things that we hadn't done.
Uh-huh.
And we've just been on a high.
Yeah.
We were just on a high after that weekend, man.
And it's fun to just kind of keep it on that high and, like, just not taking it serious. I think that's the problem, is, like, it's not fun, and you have to have all these boundaries and stuff when you're just not still in that great place even, or there's some still unresolved issues or whatever in your relationship.
And even if it's not your relationship, I'll think some of it's personal issues. Because I haven't felt like we haven't had issues in our relationship in years. But it's also... like, if you're still struggling mentally with, oh, how am I going to feel or this, like, even just kind of letting go of those and working through those issues personally, like, I just feel like you do get more comfortable and more secure the more experiences you have, and you try out new things. And you may have done that night, and in the moment, I might have been like, that was so fucking hot. Like, yeah, but you do it. And then later, I might have been like, oh, I got a little weird feeling after it. And then I just said, we have a conversation about it, and we communicate about it, and I tell you how I'm feeling, and you said, you know, and then...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't. It was fine.
No. It was fine. You were like, that was hot. And I was like, that was hot that you thought it was hot. Okay. But no, and you do, and that's why I think it was so important for us to make this lifestyle fun again. I think we've done a good job at doing that. And just keeping it very separate business and fun lifestyle.
I also feel like in our business... Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, go ahead.
In our business side, we have backed off from... We always just say we stay in our lane. We have no drama. We are very careful who we work with. We have our few people that, you know, we do events with, clubs that we like. You know, like we do a work with ASN magazine, and we just kind of stay in our lane.
Yeah.
We don't try to be anybody else on social media. We don't try. We try to be just very real and who we are. We don't try to. We don't try to fake anything.
This isn't a popularity contest.
Yeah,
this isn't ego. This is.
Yeah, we're really just trying to keep our ego in check with it all. Having lots of conversations about that, and just not crossing over with a lot of other content creators and trying to like. Look, I'm more popular than you. Like, we're just, like, I've blocked hundreds of people. Like, we just stay in our lane. We make our content that we feel is educational and fun. If people want to watch it, they can. If they don't, they can block us.
Right.
Like, I just feel like we have done such a good job of, like, keeping, egos in check, staying in our own lane, focusing on our own business, our own lives, our families, our relationship, and not give two shits what anyone else out there is doing. Any other drama with, you know, TikTok or Swing Talk or other podcasters, people that don't like us. You don't like us? All right, well, here's the block button. Bye. Yeah. I'll do you a favor. You'll never have to look at me again.
Exactly.
And it's crazy when you get that mentality that you don't fucking care. Mm-hmm. And when you just have let, like Eric and I said, like, you focus on it more as a business and not for your ego and not for this. It just fades away.
It fades away.
Nothing
you
bothers
block
me.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And it's no issues. You don't see people that you don't like. And, I mean, that's the whole thing in life is, like, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. And you should do that with social media anyways. But you see anybody on social media that triggers you, bothers you, says mean things to you, they invented a block button for a reason.
Yeah, if you see content and for whatever reason you're just like, I don't like that person, block them. It will do miracles for your mental health.
Mm-hmm. And you think, like, oh, I want to follow their drama or, oh, I want to, like, no, dude, it's so peaceful. No.
Yes.
Like, when you forget that people exist.
Dude, it is the best when you forget that people exist. Because you literally do forget that people exist. Because you forget all about them.
Well, then you realize how much they don't actually impact your life.
Yeah.
Like, we dealt with all, you know, drama and, like, people. But once those people kind of fade away out of your life and you block them, you don't see them, they're not involved in your everyday life.
Yeah.
You're like, why did these people, like, remotely have a spot in my, like...
How did they rent space in my brain?
Yes! Like... People should not be running space in your brain except for your, you know, your friends, your family, your kids, your partners.
The people that matter.
The people that matter and that love you. And, yeah. So, we have done, I think, a really good job of just kind of focusing on us and our business. And separating the two. Separating, looking at our business and the lifestyle in that way as a business. Mm-hmm. And financially driven.
Yes.
Because that's when I think it's like we... what's best, you know, for our financial aspect of this business and the growth and the people we work with, things like that. And then who, and then our, the play side is over here where it's like fun. And we meet new people locally and we go to dinner with people. People take us out to dinner because they want to pick our brain and like the people we play with.
I know. And it's just fun to meet people. It's fun to meet open-minded people and like-minded people and that you can just have a conversation with because otherwise it's kind of lonely and you don't know anybody.
I know. I'm a teenager. We've been going out a lot lately. And even with like, you know, we have some friends we do a lot of like vanilla things with too, you know. And we, you know, went out to dinner with them and go out and do things. And my daughter's like, you guys are like... a social life than I do now. I'm like, look at us, we're so popular. But it's not that, it's just we love to like
we love to just meet people.
Yeah,
and
we
hang
love
out with
taking
people.
And we love taking people out to dinner and you know we've met some girls in Unicorn Land. I'm sorry, I don't know if you live in Boise, I know
you've helped
having
me.
Success in Unicorn Landing lately. I have so many friends here locally that have had success on Unicorn Landing.
I know.
Had like plays like good like success and so have we.
Uh-huh.
It's just been like I don't know, I'm just proud of
Proud of
the idea to come.
Yeah, because we hung out with a unicorn this month already from Unicorn Landing. We went out to dinner with her.
Yeah, we took her out to dinner on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're going to hang out when we get back.
Oh, are we? What kind of hanging out are we going to do?
I don't know. Maybe she'll be dessert.
Maybe she... Nom, 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 nom.
And then we're going to hook her up with my ex-husband.
Oh, my God. That is horrid. There's some...
No, I told him. I already told him. Because he's got, my ex-husband is single now, and he's got, I met this girl, and I was like, oh my God, she would be perfect for him. Like, just her personality, like, he needs to work on himself a little bit, and I said, I'm not going to subject her to that yet. Uh-huh. But when you get your shit together, I was like, I'll see if she wants your number, because I think you guys would be perfect for each other. Eric's like, well, do we get to play with her first? I was like, she wants to.
Yeah, she wants to play, okay.
Maybe we don't tell him that we played, though.
No.
He wouldn't care.
Probably not.
I already told him. I said, I took a girl out to dinner the other night, and she'd be perfect for you. He was like, oh, God. Oh, I'm just kind. I'm just sharing. I want him to have a cool, laid-back girl that, like, I get along with.
Yes.
Like, that's who I want to be my son's stepmother.
Dude, I fucked your stepmom.
Stop, Eric! Okay, you took that too.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. That was just so.
I know. As soon as you said that, I was like,
have never said that, because it never connected in my brain, and then all of a sudden you said it, and I'm like, oh my god.
What if they fall in love and get married? Then I'm like, oh.
We'll just block that out of our brain, and we'll never mention it again.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Trauma. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm paying for my kids' therapies.
Exactly. We'll pay for the therapy for them all. It'll all be okay.
I'll never share that information. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have been just having fun and enjoying life.
And I think this also has helped our relationship a lot, too, is just enjoying life again and having fun again.
Yeah, like we're headed to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, and we spend a lot of time doing stuff with just us. Even.
Yeah. Do you think there's anybody in the lifestyle on the Virgin Islands?
Probably.
We brought our pineapple stuff to wear.
We did.
I forgot to look up on Unicorn Landing if there was anyone in St. Croix.
Oh.
Because we did have, I swear there was a couple Virgin Island people on there.
Yeah, we'll find out when we're there.
I'll upload the, look at the app when we get there.
That's funny.
All right, so yes.
Yes.
Life cannot be all work, no play.
Truth.
Gotta find balance.
It's all about the balance and all about having fun with it.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more resources, check out theimpulsiveduo.com and stay tuned for our next podcast.